You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, we are powered by the SID Media. So protection stirs up feelings of strength and positivity. It makes children feel safe and secure. But did you know, when you show your child how much you love them, it provides one of them the most protective force in their lives. Protecting your children means guiding them through their social affairs and all of those things. And yes, we are joined by Pastor Mabasa, who's going to be helping us navigate this issue. Mfundisi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I am doing so fine. How are you? And how are you to your listeners?
We are good, Mfundisi. Happy preparation day.
No, I'm so excited. You know, when this day approaches, you feel like you there's some burden that is relieved, yes, released from your shoulders.
Yes, 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 indeed. Some point is why I'm going to ask that. Can you please pray for us before we start our conversation?
Okay, thank you. Shall we pray? Our gracious and loving Father in heaven, we are grateful for this day. We are grateful for the opportunity that you have given unto us. As sinners as we are, you have afforded us an opportunity to discuss matters that are pertaining to us as parents and to our kids. These kids, Father, we are not taking advantage of them. We know that you have blessed us with them so that we can take care of them. We are saying, Father, as we are going to talk about these matters that are pertaining children and parents, may you guide us so that we don't speak our own things, but we speak that which you desire us to speak at this moment. We are praying in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. So we're speaking about, you know, parental guidance in social affairs. As we kick it off, Mfundiswami, is there a reason for us to guide our children in social affairs, to guide them? Well, usually, Pella, we guide them, this is how you eat, this is how you bath, you know. When it comes to Christianity, like, God is the way, no any other. But in social affairs, is there really a need for us to guide them?
Thank you very much. You know, guidance is very much important, be it in the vicinity or in the territory of Christianity or outside Christianity. Guidance is what is needed, mm-hmm. and it's very much important. There's every reason for guidance to take place, especially also when we are talking about social affairs. Guidance is very much important, so mm-hmm. to say. People who have good guidance, you know, when I was trying to check this topic, I then realized that, you know, one way or the other, there is something that, whether we want it or not, is happening to us, and we are taking other things from other people, even unaware. When we talk about maybe the issue of influence in the community, are who we are because we were influenced, be it good or be it bad. You are who you are because somewhere, somehow, you have been influenced. So guidance is very much important because it channels that influence so that you don't end up in a wrong place of that influence. So guidance is the way where parents comes in and say, since we have walk this path, this road, hey, take these steps and these steps and these steps until you get to your destination. So guidance is very much important, and it's where needed in this community and this day and age.
So how can we now best guide our children when it comes to social affairs?
It's very much important. You know, parents must first of all become the role models of their own kids. We should not ever allow kids to look for other people as their role models. What it only means is that when I am saying you are my role model, it means that what you do, your lifestyle influences me. So I want to be at least like you. So the best way for parents to guide or to give that kind of influence to their children, they need to live the life that they want their children to live. They should not teach their children or tell their children how to live. They must live that life and allow their kids to be their role model. So the best way to guide your children to be a good person, it starts with parents, being good parents, and living good life. So it's like when we are saying parents are to channel their kids in terms of maybe who they associate with. If we don't want our kids to associate, for example, with drunkards, parents also must not associate with drunkards. Because the two will not tally if parents associate with drunkards and we want our kids not to associate with drunkards. Because the kids will learn first out of how we are living our lives, not out of what we tell them how to live their lives. So they look and they check and they copy. So the best way is to check our lives. If my lifestyle is what I want my kids to follow, I should make sure that I do not contradict my lifestyles with my ways. So I think parents should guide their children less of words, but more of their actions, how they are conducting themselves at home, in public, everywhere. The kids must be able to say, I want to be mommy, I want to be like deity.
Uh-huh.
Those are my role models.
So looking at that, mommy and daddy are the role models there. Do we have any, is there any danger in evil influences? Because the children is not only living with mommy and daddy. They're also going to school. Yes. They're also going to the malls. They're also having the community in which they are seeing these things. Worst part, they have phones. I'm a phone. Exactly. They've got phones, you know. So what are some of the dangers of evil influences, of no matter where they're getting them from, that mommy and daddy should be wary of them?
You know, it's very much true what you are saying. There's always danger. Where there's good things, there are also bad things.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it's what Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 says, when it says, blessed is the man who does not walk, not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seats of scornful. Now, when you check what is happening on that verse, alone.
Mm.
The verse is not trying to warn us of the weapons that the sinners carries or the sinners are going to kill us. The Bible is warning us that if we engage or associate with this kind of people, we will end up being like them, doing things like them.
Mm.
So the Bible is warning us against the influence that sinners will impose upon us. Now, if you check walking and standing and sitting, those are the foundation of influence. When we find each other by the mall and we stand and we just talk just for 5 minutes, we have influenced one another, be it good or be it bad. So it's very much important that we must be aware that there are dangers since we are not with our kids always.
Mm-hmm.
The best way is to teach our kids. Hence the Bible in Proverbs 20, verse 6, it says, train up a child.
Yeah.
The issue of training them is to give them an allowance of saying, if you meet any challenge or any danger, be able to make your own decision.
Okay.
Be able to distinguish between that which is good and that which is bad.
Mm.
Be able to distinguish between good friends and bad friends.
Mm.
Because we are not going to be together as always. So the best way is to teach them and give them that which is good and that which is bad and the consequences of that which is bad and that which is good, so that tomorrow they are able by themselves at school to say, for me, this one is not good. For me, this one is good. So this matter of influencing them is not guarding them. Where are they going?
Mm-hmm.
Who are they associating? No, it's to giving them principles of life.
Okay.
To say, if you associate with such people, this and this will happen. Mm-hmm. If you do this and this, this will end up happening. So that when you are at work and they're at school, you are at ease. You
yes.
know that your children, you know that they are well-trained at home. You know that when they are trained like this, they are not going to depart from the principles of life that you have given unto them. And when they are facing those challenges, you realize that at the end of the day, when they meet such challenges at school, they will even come back and report, say, mommy, hey, there's this and this that happened. But their decision, it will tell you that they will never fall onto that trick or trap of bad friendship and all those things that will happen at school. You know, let me maybe mention this, that at school is where most of influence to our kids happens.
Mm.
We spend the whole day at work. We only see our kids in the evening.
True.
And not the whole evening, because there's that only short time where we are together and then we go to sleep.
Mm.
And again, they are going to spend their other day with their friends, with the teachers, and whoever they meet at school. So their life is more into school than at home.
Mm.
But what we give them at home must sustain them until they come back in the evening.
Mm.
They must not give in to the influences that are there at school. You know, I've been even saying to these other people that, you know, parents must not choose for their kids who must be their friends.
True.
But they must show their kids the characters of people that must be their friends.
Yeah.
You know, when you choose a person, you are choosing a wrong thing. But when you choose a character, you are giving the right thing.
Mm.
Because a person can be a black person or a white person. That is not a character.
Mm.
But when you tell them that the character is this and this, they will go and look for those aspects in a person, whether be white or black. When they find those, they will associate with those. They are not really, really associating with the person as in skin color, but they are associating with the character.
Mm. So looking at that, you know, we are giving them the principles, we are teaching them all of these things. And sometimes, yes, we do go overboard as parents when it comes to protecting them. But is they crossing the line? Is there a boundary that as we are guiding them, as we are trying to give them these principles, we should not cross certain lines, because once we cross that, we've lost the child, even though we didn't intend to do that?
Yeah, I think parents must have some limitations.
Mm.
They must also allow kids to be kids. Mm. They must not prevent or deprive kids from making mistakes. Mm. They must not always look for kids to excel in everything. Mm. Kids also must learn from their own mistakes. And mistakes only happen when you allow kids to make their own decisions.
Mm.
In other words, what I'm saying is, do not always take decisions for the kids. Mm. Just allow kids also to make their own decisions.
Mm.
Hence, when you allow them, they will now realize that the decision they've took, it led them to this particular end.
Mm.
So I'm saying maybe parents must only advise kids at times to say, you know, when you associate with bad people, this will happen.
Mm.
They must not take decision. They must allow kids at the end to say, you are to decide to associate whoever you want, but we are saying this and this must be considered in making your own decision. There must be a limitation of some sort. And also, they must allow kids to choose their own friends.
Mm.
They must not deprive them from choosing their own friends, because these are the people that they are going to spend their lives with, play and enjoy their lives. And
mm.
and in so doing, allowing kids to choose their own friends, they will allow parents also to know their friends.
Mm.
If you allow them, say, go and choose whoever you want to be your friend, they will bring their friends also at home.
Mm.
And it will give the opportunity to the parents also to assess if these friends are good or they are bad.
Mm.
So if I say my kids are friends,
mm.
at the end of the day, if I am happy and my children are happy with their friends, the parents of my friends must now become my friends, so that we can together guide these children in terms of their social affairs and trying to channel them to their destination. So parents must not always take decision for the kids.
Hmm.
They must be there, but at some point they must also allow kids to make their own decision, to learn from their own mistakes, and we should not judge the kids when they've made mistakes and say, no, I told you. No, they've learned.
Mm.
And when they learned, they want a new path, not the previous one. They learned a lesson. And that is what also we want the kids to learn a lesson, to know the other hand. If you know the right hand, you must also know the left hand. You must not deprive the kids to know the left hand.
So as we are knowing those ones, Bundiswami, and you know, we are trying, we spoke about mommy and daddy being good role models and so forth and so on. A good social environment good for a child's development? So if the child is surrounded by listening to AWR every day, but they've got mommy and daddy who are their role models, you know, the things they are watching at home, the things they're listening to, even when they go to church, even when they go to school. In fact, we've even sent them, for example, to Christian schools where we know that, yes, there is some things, but it's not as bad as, you know. How good is that for a child?
You know, in as much that this is just the opposite, how bad is the evil influence is to the children. Yeah, so also they can be also good influence that might happen to kids. One of the stuff, actually, maybe one of the things that you are mentioning, maybe kids having some role models, kids watching whatever they are watching in social media and wherever. I believe that families, they have a different understanding towards that in terms of raising their kids. I've went to other homes whereby kids don't watch this secular stuff, music they don't listen to, they don't watch the soapies and whatsoever. They only focus on Christian stuff. And I also went to other homes where they allow kids to just watch. They are watching Abokoko Melon, they are watching whatever stuff, what they want to watch. They allow them. This one, it differs with families on how they want to raise their kids. I cannot say those who are allowing their kids to watch Coco Melon, they are evil families. No, it is how they believe that this will develop their kids to a certain stage or whatsoever. But it also benefits the kids because we are not complete as a family without a community in raising our kids. The community must also play a huge role in the development of our kids. Now, when kids socialize, they are not only socializing at home, they must socialize with other people. It helps them to develop an understanding of who other peoples are. And it lessens the spirit of judging other people. You see, they are not quick to judge other people. They will understand the privileges that they have and other people don't have. They will learn more in terms of how other people are living their lives and how blessed they are and how also blessed they are. And the one that is very much profound to me is that socializing, it develops the spirit in our kids of helping one another, of caring for one another. They grew up with that mentality of saying, those who are lacking and I'm having, I should share with them. A good environment will not allow kids to eat their lunch box while their friends have nothing. You see, it was a norm even in the old days that if I come to your house and you give me, let's say, maybe some cookies in a container, I will come back with your container. But in our African cultures, it is not allowed for me to return your container empty. I should always put something, you see. So that was the form of mentality to say we should always be caring for one another. So that socializing moment on that environment for the kids, it helps the kids to grow up with that mentality and to know that people are people. They are not defined by what they have. They are defined because they are created by God. Whether they have or not, these are still the children of God also. So it helps them to have that spirit of sharing. So it is a blessing for the kids to be exposed to other people, to be exposed to other cultures, to be exposed to the community. They must go out and play. They must not always, I'm not saying anything about those who are always indoors, but they must go out and see how others are using. Some of them, they don't know other people. They are using their bricks for car as the toy. You see, they're always on their PlayStation, and they must be exposed. Let them go out and let them go and play with dirty. Let them go play with mud. Let them socialize with other people. It's not only the dirty that is going to be attached to their physical body, but mentally they are developing and they are understanding better other people.
Aye, indeed. But they don't even know the neighbors.
They don't even know the neighbors. They are even shocked that there are people, there are kids on the neighborhood.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, it's a difficult one, Mpundiswami. And I think that as parents, sometimes we try to protect them, but we are harming them. And sometimes when we don't protect them, we're also harming them. So it's a catch-22 situation. But thank you so much for that insight we have learned. I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us? Pray for the parents, man, so that we may find that balance or whenever we are guiding these children, whenever we are raising them.
Yeah, that's very true. The balance is very much crucial. We should not just expose and let them go like that. In other way, we should find the balance. Thank you very much. Shall we pray?
Yes, please.
Our dear Heavenly Father in heaven, we are grateful for allowing us to be parents. And we are grateful for the blessings of these kids. Father, we ask for knowledge and wisdom from above, that as we are caring and taking care of these little ones that you have blessed us with, may we always find that wisdom on channeling them to walk on the right path. We are saying bless all parents in whatever they are trying to do, Father, for bringing up their kids, for providing for their kids. And also, Father, we are praying for the kids to say, Father, allow them to socialize with other kids, allow them to develop the spirit of caring so that when they are old, they will continue with the spirit. And I'm saying, Father, I'm praying also for all our listeners, wherever they are. We are saying, Father, bless them in a very special way. And we are praying also, Father, in a special way for those, Father, who are looking forward to have kids. Father, bless them, touch their womb. And also, Father, we are also praying for those, Father, who are desperately looking for kids, and at times in, times out, they are always getting miscarried. Father, we are saying work some miracles for them so that, Father, they can enjoy the blessings, Father, that other people are enjoying. We are praying all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Pastor Mabasa, thank you so much. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you very much. Have a blessed day and a happy Sabbath day in advance.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.